在以色列的南面，在死海的下面，也是在阿拉伯上面一点，那里有一个观光地点。
To the south of Israel, below the Dead Sea, is a town of tourist attraction.
那个地方就叫 Petra，
The name of the town is called Petra.
Petra。
Petra.
没错，这个是十多年，在10多年前，是没有人要去的地方。
A decade ago, it was a place that few people would visit.
但10多年前，有人在那里拍了电影。
But after a film was made there,
从那时候开始呢，就观光客络绎不绝。
it has become such a popular place for the tourists.
本来是一个不毛之地，那开始也在那边收门票。
It used to be a barren land, now you have to pay to get in to visit it.
这个Petra 呢，它有一个观光的意义。
Even though Petra has become a tourist attraction,
可是它宗教的意义实际上，它的重要性远胜于这观光的意义。
Its religious significance rises way above its value in tourism.
因为这 Petra 原来是以东的首都。
Petra is the capital city of Edom.
以东也许你会很陌生。
You may not be familiar with the name of Edom.
也许我们有一点背景的介绍。
Maybe we'll have some background information for you.
这以东呢，就是这他是这个孪生兄弟雅各他的哥哥。
Edom was another name for Jacob's twin brother Esau.
大家对雅各可能就比较清楚。
You may be familiar with Jacob.
那他跟神的使者来摔跤。
And he had wrestled with God's servant.
当他赢的时候，神给他另外一个名字，叫做什么？以色列。
So when he had conquered the or won the wrestling match, God gave him a new name called him Israel.
那雅各他另外一个名字叫以色列。
So another name for Jacob is Israel.
以扫呢，他有另外一个名字，在圣经告诉我们，那叫以东。
Esau also has a different name, and the Bible told us he was called also Edom.
那他的后裔呢？当然就叫以东人呐。
And he became the ancestor of Edomites.
那住的地方呢？就叫以东地。
And who lived in the hill country of Syria?
那大约是在公元前，在主前300年左右。
About 300 BC.
那时候希腊他统治着迦南跟这个以东。
The Greeks conquered Canaan and Edom.
在那当中呢，以东就改名叫做这个以土买。我们在新约圣经里头会看到以土买这个地点。
And it changed its name to a Greek name called Idumaya.
那大约在主前126年左右。
And in 126 BC.
他们全体以东人呢，当然是男子哈，就被迫来受割礼，归化成为这个犹太人。
So all Edomites received circumcision and became Jew.
那以后呢？罗马跟着希腊之后，他们接着统治这个迦南地跟这个以东。
After the Greeks, the Roman Empire controlled Canaan and Edom.
他们就封这个有以东血统的大希律王做犹太王。
And made Herod the Great an Edomite, the Tetrarch over Judea.
耶稣当时出生的那个希律王就是这个王。
And he was the king at Jesus' birth.
当我们介绍以东到这里。
And that's all we're going to say about Edom.
那请问我们现在以东在哪里？
So where is Edom today?
有没有知道以东在哪里？
Where is Edom?
现在还没有以东的存在。
Do they still exist?
在我们今天读的这经文，以赛亚书34:16，那经文的前后呢，这其实是对以东审判的一个预言。
Isaiah chapter 34 is a judgment of prophesied against Edom.
那在这个预言当中，我们其实可以学习到看到这个神话语它的重要性。
Through this prophecy, we shall see the significance of God's word.
现在以东已经从地图上消失了。 Edom 没有这个名称，没有这个名称。
Edom no longer exists, extinct.
啊，但是当它消失以前呢，其实是有前兆的。
There was a foretoken before Edom's final destruction.
那在主前第八世纪八百多年，以先知以赛亚啊，他有这个预言。
700 BC, prophet Isaiah had prophesied against Edom.
在更早。主前第九世纪九百多年哈，主前九百多年，先知，俄巴底亚，他也有这样的一个警告。
In 800 BC, prophet Obadiah also gave a stern warning to Edom.
所以你在前后从他们那时候警告到他们消失这一千多年当中呢，你看，谁听见的那神的声音
？So between the warning and the final destruction, there was 100 years or 1,000 years that lapsed. But who took heed and who paid attention or even cared?
有谁注意？有谁在意神对他们所说的话
？Who really paid attention to what God has told them?
我们必须相信一件事情：神他的心意是要人活的。
We must believe that the will of God is for men to live.
没有错，当你看圣经的时候，你看到以东他是很坏的。
When you read the Bible, the scriptures, you will find out all the wickedness of the Edomites.
可是呢，以西结书里头也告诉我们，神跟我们讲说，这恶人，他死掉哪里是我喜悦的事情？不是。
But when we read Ezekiel, it says God does not take pleasure in the destruction of the wicked people.
那神的心意是要人悔改而存活。
But he would, the wicked shall turn from their ways and then live.
那在彼得后书那边也是告诉我们，神的心意，他不是他不是要叫人死，他是要希望人能够悔改。
And also in 2 Peter, we learn that the word of God is not for people to perish, but to repent.
所以你知道，圣经它写成的目的就是要叫人悔改，叫人能够存活。
The purpose of the scripture is to help people to come to repentance and live.
弟兄姊妹，一千年不是一个很短的时间。
1,000 years is not a short period of time.
可是以东人当中有没有人在查考宣读神的话语
？But was there anyone among the Edomites who searched and studied the word of God?
其实呢，每一个世代，我相信神给人的机会都是平等的。
I believe that every generation God has given equal opportunity to people.
每一个人都有这个机会能够逃避这个劫难。
Everyone has the chance to avoid disasters.
那我们为所有遇到不幸灾难的人感到难过、悲伤。
We feel sorry for those people who encounter mishaps.
因为没有人会想到会有这么一天。
Because no one can anticipate them.
人不知道为什么这些事情会发生。
No one can fully understand why they occur.
人还没有预备好要接受这个事实。
And no one can be fully prepared and accept their occurrences.
人更不知道那些离开世上的亲人，他到底会往哪里去？他会不会害怕？会不会孤单
？And most of all, no one knows where those who succumb in disasters would end up. Would they still continue to be in?Fear and feel lonely.
但除了这个感同身受之外呢
？So besides being sympathetic,
我们还要通过神的话语将人指向一个希望。
We must point to the hope through the word of God.
那这是我们还存活的人在悲伤之外，我们还可以做的一件事情。
And that is something that we certainly can be prepared for.
那主耶稣他说呢，我巴不得你在这日子知道关心你平安的事。
But Jesus said, "Only if you have known on this day what would bring you peace."
巴不得我们在这个日子还存活的日子，我们就能够知道关乎我们平安的事。
Only if, when we're still alive, we can learn the things that help us to live right.
我们怎么样能够去知道这些事呢
？How can we know these things then?
在圣经今天我们看到，就是说他告诉我们要去寻求并去读阅读。
In today's scripture, it tells us we must seek and then read.
假如我们去寻求并且阅读的话，我们就要得生命的平安。
So if we seek and read, then we shall receive peace for our life.
主耶稣他说：“寻找，我们就要寻见；叩门，就要给你开门。”
Jesus said, "Seek and you shall find, and knock and the door will be opened unto you."
寻找什么东西呀、啊？
What should we be looking for then?
特别我们这些已经找到的人，已经有救恩的人，还要找什么呢
？Especially when we those who already have salvation, what else should we be seeking?
只要我们读了马太福音第七章之后，那句话说"寻找就寻见，叩门就给你开门"，之后他还有话继续说。
Besides, seek and you shall find, and knock and the door will be opened unto you.Matthew continues to say that.
在马太第七章的十三、十四节那个地方说，你们要进窄门。
So enter through a narrow gate.
因为引到那灭亡那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。
For wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction.
引到永生那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
And many will enter it.But the small is the gate and the narrow of the road that leads to life, and only a few will find it.
虽然那个门是窄，路是小的，可是你寻找，你就要寻见。
So although narrow and small, we still need to seek and find it.
我观看这个人活着呢，基本上其实就是在找两条路。
In my observation, man lives to search for two things.
一个是生命的路，一个是生活的路。
One is to stay alive, and the other one is to live that life.
不管我们的生命，我们觉得我们的命是好是歹，我们总是在找看生活怎么样能够更丰盛。
No matter how our life is, we always try to make our daily life live more comfortably.
再换句话说，我们不管我们的生活是贫是富，我们总是在找那活着又是为什么？这生命的意义在哪里？
Or no matter if we live a luxurious life or live in poverty, we keep searching the meaning to our lives.
那话说回来，这门路又在哪里呢
？So where is the door to the path?
这活路在哪里呢
？Who can find that right way?
谁能够给我们指点迷津呢
？Who can point us to the right place?
今天我们读这段，这个以赛亚书三十四章十六节就告诉我们，这耶和华的书，那耶和华的书就是我们的门路，是我们的活路。
Today, the scripture says, the book of Jehovah is that door and is that way.
因为这样，这一本书是我们一定要看的书。
Therefore, this book is a book that we must read.
为什么
？Why?
首先呢，我就讲两件事情，一个是它的权威性。
First of all, that book is authoritative.
那我们讲权威，不是说从理论上去看这个事情，看权威。
Go ahead.
我们讲这权威是说从他的话语的应验来看这个权威。
It is authoritative means that it's not just a book of theories, but it'sSomething already proven to be true.
举个例来说，有的时候我们说这个有一些医生很有权威。
For example, there are sometimes doctors may be recognized as authoritative.
什么叫很有权威
？What does that mean?
不是说他写多少的书，发表多少的报告等等，不是。
It's not because all the reports andPapers they published.
我们说通俗一点是说，我们说这个医生他说的话很准。
But we call the doctor authoritative because his diagnosis is always accurate.
那每次这样讲，都每次这样发生，这个叫做很很有权威。
Whatever he said becomes true. That is being authoritative.
可是呢，医生有失误的时候。
But doctors also make mistakes.
那神呢？我们说这个他的话语是非常具有权威，他是更准确更灵的。
So even though doctors' diagnosis may be correct and remedies work most of the time, God's diagnosis and remedies are even better.
Yeah. 那在上个主日的这个其中一个主日学以弗所书的主日学课程里，那个讲员李健长老呢，他提到他父亲的一个 case。
Last week in our another Sunday school on Ephesians, the
他做一个见证。
gave an example about his father.
然后他父亲呢，在发现得了一个肺腺癌。
His father discovered have a lung cancer.
他就把肺的一部分切除。
So have to have a resection part of his lungs.
那没想到他切除之后，发现那个细胞已经扩散了。
But after the resection, it discovered the margin was not wide enough as the cancer cells metastasized.
医生说，我们唯一可以做的就希望可以做一个放射线的治疗，希望能够控制，能够产生一些作用。
So besides the surgery, the only other alternative is to go through radiation and see if you can catch all the cells.
当他们做了这个之后呢
？So after the treatment,
又过了一段时间。
After a certain period of time,
医生呢又千辛万苦又找到，发现在这个另外一个地方有癌细胞。
And through many tests, and we found metastases elsewhere.
这次的这个癌细胞是在肾里头。
It's already metastasized to the kidney.
他们根据医生根据过去的这经验呢，他们觉得这个肺腺癌是不容易在这个肾里头来做窝的。
According to their past experience and studies and reports, those type of cancer cells should not metastasize to the kidney.
那个只有5%的机会。
There's only a small chance and 5% chance that it could do that.
可是呢，发现这个肾里头那个癌细胞已经变成一个肿瘤了，很大的肿瘤。
But at that point, the metastases already developed into a large tumor.
所以还是建议他把那颗肾脏拿掉。
So they also recommend to have nephrectomy.
当他拿掉之后，拿出来化验，就发现真的是肺癌的那个细胞转移到这个肾里头来，就5%的机会。
So after they removed the tumor and found out that tumor was indeed originated from the lung.
因为已经扩散的那么大，那么厉害
，and the cancer had spread wide，
所以这医生就很清楚的跟他父亲说
，so the doctor told his father，
大概就是3个月到一年
，you only have between 3 and 12 months left。
虽然这病人不大喜欢听这种话
，no patients like to hear that type of talk。
可是呢，当他这样医生说了之后，这父亲又活了7年
，But the patient proved the doctor wrong. He lived 7 more years.
到7年的时候，医生跟他父亲说，这个不是我们医生能够做的事情。
At that moment, 7 years later, the doctor said, "That's not something that we doctors can in full control."
说你的身体已经好了。
Your health is restored.
为什么会这样？我说为什么有这样？为什么他能够继续活下来
？How did this happen？
原来他父亲在做第二次手术的时候
，The reason being after his father had the second operation and nephrectomy，
就是在做那个肾脏手术的时候呢，他那边跟神祷告
，And he prayed to God。
他那个地方很清楚，他祷告的时候很清楚知道说神告诉他，他说这个病不会死
，And he。Clearly received a message from God that he will not succumb to his cancer.
那这是他开刀之后两三天之后跟他孩子说的话。
And he shared this message with his children 2-3 days after his kidney removal.
这不是说7年之后才说的。
2 days after his surgery, he already told his children that he will not die.
其实他刚刚做完手术那段时间呢，他的情况非常不好。
As a matter of fact, he was critically ill shortly after his nephrectomy.
然后根本就没有办法离开家。
He could not leave his house.
然后走路都不行。
Not able to walk.
在家里面都要扶着好几个，都要扶着桌子、扶着椅子、扶着慢慢走。
He could only move himself by hanging onto something.
他们家里所有的人都觉得呢。 这一次真的是没办法了。
All the family members thought he was near his end.
可是他的父亲还是说没问题。
His father continued to say,
神说都不会死的。
Because God says no.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
神说是一个非常具有权威的事。
God says, whatever God says.That is authoritative.
我们看圣经，不要只有看来看去，只有看到这个神上面字面的话语。
Do not just take the word at its face value.
我们要经历到神话语的这个权威性。
But we must experience, the sovereignty of God's word.
另外，耶和华的书还有一个重要性。
Another significant.Of God's word is.
然后我们说重要性，不是说我觉得需不需要来决定这重要性。
God's the importance of God's word does not reside on how we feel about it.
我知道，我跟你说这个圣经很重要，你也不会去看。
To some people, even I tell them Bible is important.
所以这重
要 not read it.
重要性是根据关系到你的生命来做决定的。
But it's important. The word of God is important because it matters to your life.
我举个例来说
giving you an example.
当我们活得好好的时候，我们发现什么？钱很重要。
When we are alive and well, we know that money is very important.
那时候我们需要拼命的赚。
So we devote all our life to make it.
然后我们也觉得工作很重要。
Work is important.
所以我们拼命的做。
So we devote our lives.Doing it.
我们觉得很多事情都很重要。
Many things are important.
我们把所有的时间精力花在那里。
We spend our time energy on it.
可是圣经呢？
But the Bible says.
说真的没时间，真的没时间。
Oh, but how? We don't have time for Bible.
可是当有一天我们出了状况。
But if one day there's, if we are.Health becomes poor.
而我们发现，我们把所有的钱都赔上去了。
And we're willing to spend all our money in order to get.
我们工作也不管了。
We'll give up our work.
那平常我们觉得很重要那些重要的东西也不管了。
We give up all the important things that all the things that was once that were once important to us.
我们要尽所有的能力，就是什么，把这个命挽回来。
We'll try all our effort.To save our health and life.
为什么？
Why?
因为那个命很重要。
Because life is important.
啊，那时候你才知道什么是重要。
At that moment, you will realize what is more important.
然后我们说耶和华的书很有重要性。
When we say the word of God is important,
就是告诉我们说那是跟我们的命有关系的。
Because it affects your life.
你说说我们要得这个命的话，我们就要去寻求。
If you want to have life, you need to seek the word of God.
以赛亚先知以赛亚他说：“你们要查考，要宣读耶和华的书。”
Isaiah says, "Look into the word of God and read it."
这查考它原来的意思呢？在原文里面的意思呢，它是有那个践踏哈，踏碎，好像我们以前有人在。他在做那个腌制那个菜，有没有咸菜，或是弄酒的时候，用脚在那踹烂烂的。
The word seek means to tread, like you tread grapes into wine.
那是经常，你不可能就踩一下就要出酒，是不是
？You have tread on it all the time, so it will become.Whatever.
他也可以说是呢，你就不断的在那个地方跟进的尾随着你想要追求的一件事情。
In other words, in the Hebrew word means to pursue and to search.
说一个你们能够明白的例子，我们当中很多读书人。
Or give a more practical example. Among you, there are many doctorate candidates.
你们都知道怎么样去做。报告做研究
，You know how to do research and write thesis.
那做研究做报告是怎么样？你一个礼拜做一次就好吗？就像星期天早上做2个钟头，1个2个小时，这样就可以报告出来了吗
？Can you write your paper or do your experience by spending a couple of hours a week?
不是的
No way.
啊，你们是日以继夜。
You spend days and nights.
啊，是这个经常不断，你持之以恒。
And continuously persevere until it is done.
啊，这个就是查考的意思。
And that is the meaning to seek.
那宣读呢？
To read.
这宣读它的原来的意思呢，不是只是说看一看，用眼睛瞄一下。
It's not just to scan it with your eyes.
啊，是把它说出来。
But to read out loud.
所以当圣经里告诉我们说，你们要查考宣读耶和华的书。
So when the Bible says seek the word and read God's word.
我相信这是一种的态度，是一种的要求。
And that points to an attitude.And also a requirement.
那神要人用一种殷勤、很严谨、很专注、很认真的态度来看这圣经。
God wants man to use such diligent, sincere, and concentrated attitude when he studies his word.
那神要人用这样的一种态度来追求这属灵的奥秘，得生命的平安。
To use such attitude to search for the mystery of.The spirit and seek the peace of life.
为什么要这样子？要查考，要宣读神的话
？Why use such attitude to seek and read God's word?
因为第一个，耶和华书里面他所讲的事情、所说的话，每一件事情都要应验。
Because all the things recorded in the book of God will become true one day.
另外，这圣经耶和华书里头所说的话，这圣经所记载的事情，要带给你生命的平安。
And also, they will bring you peace in your life.
你的学习需要平安，你的工作需要平安，你的婚姻需要平安，你事业需要平安。平安哪里来？
In your studies, your work, your marriage, or your career.
从神的话语来，这平安就从神的话语来。
Peace comes from the Word of God.
那圣经所记载的事情，要叫你得生命，并且得的更丰盛，有意义。
The word of God will help you to receive life, receive more fully, more meaningfully, or more, receive more value to your life.
因为这样，我们要查考，要宣读耶和华的书。
Because of this, we shall seek and read the word of God.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
你肯用这样一种态度来查考神的话语吗
？Are you willing to use such attitude to study the word of God?
当我们用一种不同的态度来读神的话语。
When we use a different attitude to read the Word of God,
你一定能够得到一个不同的结果。
You will receive a different result.
然后我们再看这耶和华的书。
And let's take another look at the book of the Jehovah.
那在圣经里头告诉我们，这一本书呢是无缺没不是没有缺少没有半偶的。
This book lacks nothing.
那我们发现，这历代以来，中国人觉得这圣经不够完整。
It requires no supplemental material.
每隔一段时间，就有人会推出又是什么样的某某经典，说是你最新的启示。
Throughout generations, there have always been people who think the Bible is incomplete, and ever so often, someone will come up with new scripture claiming it to be new revelation.
那在历代以来，有人觉得这个基督的信仰之所以能够历久不衰，那是因为有一本圣经。
Others think the popularity of Christianity throughout the generation resides in the Bible.
所以他们也学习，想要学习模仿，那印制所谓的经典来发扬他们的宗教。
A Bible that stands the test of time, and therefore they also try to manufacture a counterpart in order to popularize.Their religion.
可是圣经里却告诉我们，这一本书已经是完全的，是独一无二的。
But the Bible says this book is complete. It's complete and no other book can compare with it.
让我们稍微探讨一下这个有关于这个完全的意思。
So what does that complete mean?
这耶和华的书呢，它是启示有关于神跟人之间的事情。
The Word of God is a revelation concerning God and man.
这样的启示已经是很完全的。
Such revelation is complete.
我们所谓完全是说，圣经里头不论人想听不想听的话，我们能不能够接受的话，全都记载在这里面了。
When we say the Bible is complete, it means that all the revelation, no matter if you want to listen to it or not, You accept it or not, it's all recorded already.
那在圣经里面常常提到人生活里面有一些不义的事情。
The Bible frequently points out to the unrighteousness in man's way.
那他也提到我们生命里面所缺少的事情。
And insufficiency in one's life.
这些事情说实在都不是人想听的。
Both are unwelcome by man.
所以人很多时候就很聪明，自己在做修改，做 editor。
So man is so smart as to amend the Bible.
啊，这边改一改，那边改一改，改到人满意。
To amend the Bible until it is satisfactory to him.
啊，到底里面有没有真理不重要。
Is there any truth left? It's not as important.
我们要知道，当人满意的时候，就是神最不满意的时候。
We all know that when man is satisfied, that's when the God is the least satisfied.
在以赛亚书的28:10-13那个地方，特别告诉我们说，这神的话也是不能够增添的，当然也不能够删减。
Isaiah 28:10 says, "The word of God cannot, you cannot add or subtract from it."
啊，在他们那个年代呢，在以赛亚那个年代呢，其实就有一些问题的存在，假先知。
In the days of Isaiah, there's already exists a false prophet.
啊，他们做的一件事情就是在那个圣经上面，这完全启示的里头呢，在那个地方删减。
What they did was in the complete revelation of God, they add things to it or subtract things from it.
那然后那圣经告诉我们，那些人是命上加命，令上加令，律上加律，力上又要再加力。
So Isaiah 28:10 says.What they did was they said, do this and do this more. And the scripture actually says, do and do, do and do, rule on rule, rule on rule, a little here and a little there.
对，这里一点，那里一点。
A little bit here, a little bit there.
你记得圣经里头告诉我们，耶稣他说什么？我的话一点一话也不能废去，就是这个意思。因为希伯来文的那个字呢，都扁一点一撇这样，有没有？就一点一话，他们就在那边增增加加。简简的
，the Hebrew word that a stroke and a point can change the word, the meaning of the word, and all the false prophets were doing that to the word of God.
其实我们今天读圣经也常常会有这种现象。
It's the same for many who read the Bible today.
我们也是这里加一点，那边加一点，简一点的。
We may add something to it, or we may take something away from it.
我们把神的话，这圣经弄得这支离破碎。
We've broken the complete word of God into pieces.
我们保留一些看得顺眼的，顺眼顺耳的那部分。
Keeping what is acceptable.
可是我们却去否定那些，否定拒绝那些人需要去改变的真理。
Negating the truth that they really need so that it can change.
当我们这样子画蛇添足，或者是断章取义的时候
，so being superfluous or interpret the scripture out of its context，
圣经告诉我们，我们就会落入到这个仰面跌倒，而且跌得碎，并且陷入这个网罗被缠住的局面里。
Isaiah 28:13 said, "In doing so, will be injured, snared, or captured."
耶和华的书不是这样删减的，它是已经完全的。
We should not amend God's word.
耶和华的书是生命的书，也是生活的书。
The word of God is a book of life and book on ways.
那它是我们生命跟生活最高的指导原则。
It is the ultimate principle by which we receive our lives and we live our lives.
当然，去查考的时候，我们会知道过去这个兴衰成败的问题所在。
When we study, we'll learn the lessons of our past success or failure.
当我们去查考的时候，我们会知道现在我们应该要做什么，我们才能够平安，才能够蒙福。
We study, we'll also come to know what we should do now in order to receive peace and blessing.
当我们查考的时候，我们才知道未来会有什么样情况发生。
We also will gain knowledge to what is about to come.
人的智慧从哪里来？
Where does man receive his wisdom?
就是这样查考神的话语来。
through study the word of God.
我们看到了历年来有历代以来这些许多人得复兴，就是因为查考神的话语。
Many people are revived because they've studied the word of God.
那你说这样的呢？这样的一种话呢？这样的书呢？跟一般的历史书啊，那生活指导丛书，跟那些末日预言的书又有什么不一样？
So you may wonder if the Bible is any different from other historical recordings or personal enhancement books or future prophecy.
最大的不同点就是在作者。
Well, the main difference.
这作者是耶和华，耶和华自己，他是一个造物者。
The author of the book of Bible is Jehovah, the Creator.
只有造物者他清楚知道被造物的情况。
Only the Creator knows the.For sure, the true condition of the creatures.
只有被造物能够去，只有被造物，我们只能够去推理、去猜测、去假设这个造物主他所要做的事情。
The creatures could only by deductions and speculations, assumptions know what the creator is about to do.
许多时候，我们想要知道有关于人的事情、人的来龙去脉。
Frequently, we would like to know where man.Come and where he will go.
所以我们到书房里面、书店里面，什么样的书都去看、去找。
So we go to Borders bookstore and trying to find all kinds of books on them.
但是就少了一本耶和华的书。
Only ignore one book.
当我们这样做的时候，是舍本逐末。
To ignore the book of the Creator.
你会发现，看了很多的书，可是却最后落在一种种种的困惑跟不安里面。
It's like hanging our declarations without solid foundations, you will end up in confusions and apprehension.
圣经告诉我们，这耶和华的书没有缺乏，没有缺少。
Bible said, "The word of God lacks nothing."
我再次说，人所需要知道，我们应该知道那些重要的事情都在里面。
All the important things concerning life that man must know are contained in the book.
那耶和华的书是独一无二的。
God's book is none to second to none.
是唯一让人家能够明白这过去、现在跟将来，使我们的心灵得自由、释放的一本书。
It helps us to know past, present, and future, free us our spirit.
因为这样，我们要查考，我们要宣读。
That is why we must seek and read.
最后呢，我们在对耶和华的书，我们必须要有一个正确的认识。
Lastly, we must have the right attitude, and understanding of the Word of God.
在经文里头，让我们告诉我们说，这书呢，是神透过这先知门徒他的口所发出的一个信息。
God's book is a recorded message by the prophets and the disciples.
那这也是神的灵他自己在暗中所做的一个保守的工作，使整个圣经汇集在一起。
Even though Recorded by the word of mouth of men, but is compiled by the secret work of the Holy Spirit.
那圣经它的来源是神圣可靠的。
So the origin of the Bible is sacred and reliable.
在那当中有许多有关于圣经里头它的宣称。
And the Bible has many proclamations of the word of God itself.
那根据人的计算呢，在圣经里头有超过3800次用神说。耶和华如此说，这样的字眼。
In the Bible, there's 3,800 times that recorded God says or Jehovah says such phrase.
那保罗也说这是主的命令。
Paul also in New Testament says it's the Lord's command.
那彼得他也宣告呢，这是真确性。
Peter also claimed the reliability of.The word of God.
那约翰他也承认这些他所知道的教训都是从神来的。
John also acknowledged all the things he wrote were he received from God directly.
从旧约到新约，有许多人为圣经做见证。
From Old to New Testament, multiple people testify for the Bible.
那些人其实很多是冒着生命的危险为圣经的真确性去做这样的宣告辩护的。
Frequently, they did so in the danger of losing their lives.
那因为圣经的见证，许多的可靠的人最主要最重要还有一个就是耶稣自己。
Above all these witnesses, the most important is Jesus Christ Himself.
在这当中，他们都为圣经做了一个宣告。
They all made a statement for the Bible.
告诉我们这圣经它的权威性。
To tell us the authority of the Scripture.
是神说，也是人用笔记录下来的。
It is the Word of God recorded by man.
另外，圣经它有一个保守与连贯性。
Also.The Bible has its preservation and continuity.
我们知道它是四十啊，这整本圣经是由四十多个作者写成的。
We know that there are 40 some authors that made up the 66 books in the Bible.
这四十多个人，他们是生活在不同层面的人呢。
They live in different levels of in society.
有政治领袖。
They're political, the politicians.
有军事的领袖。
There are military leaders.
有牧人。
The shepherds,
有君王
kings,
有税吏
tax collector,
有做医生的
doctors,
是渔夫
fishermen,
是做老师的
teachers,
那他不当然是有不同的人写成，他也是在不同的处境、不同的场合来写成的。
It's written by different types of people under different types of conditions.
有的是在欧洲写的
in geographic.Variety. Some are written in Europe.
那有些是在非洲写的。
Some written in Africa.
更多的是在亚洲写的。
And many books were written in Asia.
你要知道，它这个前后呢，总共是1500年。
It in a span of more than 1500 years.
大多数作者他这个1500年，我怎么知道1500多年前那个人是什么样子？他要想什么？他要写什么？
How can one author know what the other guy 1500 years before him knew or thought or lived?
换句话说，他们对于很多的作者，他们中间的一无所知。
In other words, most of these authors knew nothing about each other.
圣经奇妙的地方就在这里。
That's the mystery of the Bible.
在大家都不知道的情况底下，这本书竟然能够这样写下来，那内容却是前后一致。
Under such diversity and lack of communication, the writings itself has unity and continuity.
里面没有矛盾，没有说前后不一致的地方。
There's no contradictory, contradictions or inconsistency.
弟兄姊妹，也许这圣经的这个来源呢，对你来说不是什么新鲜的事，可能早就知道。
Maybe you all know this.
但是。这样的认知有没有什么产生什么的影响
？But such acknowledgement result in what？
假如我们知道这个圣经的来源是神圣的
，If we acknowledge the origin of the Bible is sacred，
那我们是不是更看重神自己的话语
？Do we take it more seriously？
我们是不是尊重神的话语，拿他的话语做我们生活的准则
？Do we revere it more so？To make it the principles of our daily lives.
那我们是不是有这样的渴慕，说我要去查考，要去宣读耶和华书
？Do we have such eagerness to study and to learn from it?
没有错，犹太人很多还没有认识耶稣基督。
Yes, indeed, many Jews do not know Jesus Christ.
可是他们对神话语的渴慕，却是我们要学习的。
But we should learn from their zeal toward the Word of God.
各位，我们的人的生命里头是充满奥秘。
Life is a mystery.
你发现呢？我们要一辈子认识这生命里头的奥秘，是一辈子认识不完的，你研究不透的。
We cannot know it all or research it all.
那我们的生活里面也充满了许多的未知。
Life is also full of unknowns.
你真的不晓得你下一分钟要发生什么样的变化。
You cannot know what change might bring the next moment.
然后我们这样苦苦的在探索这些的奥秘。
We have been searching and studying, trying to break this mystery.
在各种的学术领域里面不断的钻研。
And through different channels available to us, trying to find or solve the mystery.
到底有意义吗
？Is there really meaning to?
我不是说你研究没有用啊。
I'm not saying that your research effort will be futile.
另外呢，我们人呢暗中常常在探索未知。
But we're also secretly trying to find the unknown.
所以你发现这世面上，这世界上有很多人也要预言。
So many people
喜欢预言。
Like, pay attention to, year-end prophecy.
也有许多人喜欢去找算命风水来改运辟邪。
And many people like to seek divinations, fortune tellings, and geometries, in order to ward off misfortunes and try to bring blessing.
你真的相信这个吗？
Do you really believe in all these?
我在准备这个信息的时候，我特别去找了一些预言，有关预言的东西。
In preparation for this sermon, I look especially for the prophecies of future.
我可以告诉你，你可以找到，真的是很多很多这样的啊预言，有的甚至是很可笑。我就要举几个例子给你听。
God have mercy.
那
I'll give you a few examples.
有一个他是说中国的高僧，有一个中国的高僧哈，他决定要写一个世界灭亡始年表。
In China, there's some guy by the name of Gao Zhen trying to write a prediction of how the world is coming to an end.
我告诉你他预言什么，这你可能会有兴趣。
I'll tell you what he prophesied.
最接近我们的时候就是2008年3月26日。
In 2008,
我在等这一天。
March 26.
他说呢 ，George Bush。他一面在这个在看这个足球比赛，一面在吃巧克力饼。
So George Bush watching the football game eat chocolate cake.
那就吃吃的时候不小心噎到，就死掉了。
He will. It was the pretzel before.
No.
He will choke himself to death on March 26, 2008.
然后他们去查呢，发现这个不是那个饼干的问题，是饼干里头有宾拉登，它里面放了一个什么什么的机器，什么叫纳米机器，我都不晓得那是什么东西。所以在他一 choke 的时候，在里头，不知道怎么给他弄死了。
So when he says, continue to say that when they analyze why the chocolate cake choked him to death.And discovered that Bin Laden has used some inventions, technology, nano technology, and put small things in there that
啊，他就死掉了。
The cause is death.
好，那这没关系。五天之后，4月1号。
Five days later,
美国新任的总统。阿诺斯威，这什么？怎么念呢
？Schwarzenegger，
在五天之内，他被内阁推出来做总统。
Five days later, Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor of California, will be a substitute president from the State Department or.
你看他上任之后第一件事情做什么？他宣布这电影，这《The Terminator》是美国国家的电影。
So once he becomes the president, he will declare the Terminators 1, 2, or 3.
我不知道。
Well, all his movies will be the movie of the United States.
我再跟你讲另外一个例子。
Another example.
有一个人叫未来人 John Titor。这个人叫 John Titor， 他也在预言呢。
John Titor，
嗯哼
，What about him？
啊，他说我们2009年这我们会喜欢，中国会成为这个全世界最强劲的国家。
So China will become the most advanced nation in the world in 2009。
然后到2020年的时候
，Until 2020，
然后美国人会大幅的迁移到中国居住。
America，
你不要再移民来了。
Americans and maybe some of you will migrate back to China.
还有2022年的英文呢，就被 out 了。
And 2022 English will no longer be the world language.
然后中文、阿拉伯文会成为世界的语言，主要的语言。
The Chinese and Arabic will become the world's language.
2036年的时候呢？ 有很多这个医学家他发明一种强劲的药丸，病人只要吃下去，你不管什么病呢，什么癌症什么都会立即消失。你慢慢等，等到2036。
In 2036, someone will invent a magic bullet that will cure all diseases, so I'll be out of a job.
到2053年的时候呢，他说这个世界是由机器人来统治的。
So in 2053, the world will be controlled by robots.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你发现许多的预言真的是非常的可笑。
Many of these prophecies may sound kind of ridiculous.
非常的矛盾。
They're full of contradictions.
你这边看一看相信，你要再看一看相信，你最后你头脑都错乱了。
You believe more, you become crazy.
有人说是这个，我们这世界是2030年的就已经结束了，是就已经亡了。没有了。
Some prophecy said the world will end in 2030.
可是有人预言到2050多年还在预言呢。
But some prophecies will continue beyond 2050.
各位，奥秘的探索常常把人带进去一个死胡同，一个绝望里面。
Many of these exercises to solve the mystery will lead us to a dead end.
那些未知的摸索呢？也是你若相信的话，会叫你一次一次让人受骗。
And if you continue to search through those channels we mentioned before, you will be deceived time after time.
人生的希望到底在哪里
？Where is the hope of life?
先知以赛亚他说：“你们要查考宣读耶和华的书。”
Isaiah says, "You shall study, seek, and study the word of God."
那主耶稣他说：“我对那所说的话，这些书呢，就是灵，就是生命。”
And Jesus said, "The word I've spoken to you are spirit, and they are life."
那每一次总统要选举的时候，他们就有很多的口号。
Every time during election campaign,
那什么
slogan？
那什么这个帮助就在前面 help is on the way。帮助来了，有人是说，我们相信改变。
Some people said the slogan says "Help is on the way" or "We believe in change."
而有人说这个是美国的这个解决之道。
Change is the solution in America.
弟兄姊妹，我只知道一件事情。
But I only know one thing.
只有神是我们的道路。
God is our way.
只有圣经是人类唯一的出路。
Bible is the only way out.
过去历史告诉我们，以东他们没有查考宣读神的话语，以致在从人类当中消失。
History tells us the Edomites did not pay attention to the word of God, therefore they have disappeared from the face of the earth.
然后我们说我们活着是应该的。
I'm not saying that we ought to live.
因为圣经告诉我们讲得很清楚，我们不至消灭是出于神诸般的恩典。
In Lamentation 3, it says we would not be destroyed because it's the mercy of God.
今天我们人活在世上有许许多多的问题。
Today we live in this world of full of problems.
那神也看见人的问题。
But God sees man's problems.
他的心意就是要透过他的话语来引导我们的生活。
His will is to guide us through His words.
可是我们的回应是什么呢
？But what is our response?
是不是我们愿意定义、考察、宣读神的话语
？Are we determined by searching and reading His word that we shall see His will?
所以我们能够存活下去
，so that we can live.
我们的生命也能够有平安
，and we shall receive peace in our lives.
求神帮助我们
，May God help us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
父神，我们再次来到你面前。
Father, we come before you.
我们谢谢你的恩典。
We thank you for your blessing.
你存活我们的性命，为的是让我们寻求你。
You keep us alive because you want us to continue to search you.
求你的灵在我们心中来做运行带领的工作。
May your spirit continue to move in our heart.
让我们看见主你话语的重要性。
Help us to see the significance of your word.
让我们看见主你话语的权威性。
So see the authority of your word.
主啊，叫我们因着你的话而得以存活。
So that by your word we shall live.
因着你的话，我们生命的平安。
By your word we receive peace.
当孩子话语结束的时候，求你的灵继续做感动的工作。
When we conclude the service, we ask that your spirit continues to move.
直到你的话语成为我们生命的粮。
Until your word becomes the bread of life.
祷告交托，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Yes, we pray in Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.